W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Savage Company by Matt Wallace. Narrated by Lamise Isak.
Part 1. Three Sides of a Coin. The Morning After. Ahead of Evie, doors of rotting wood are flung open. The sun is a curse shouted into her eyes, and she is prodded by the impatient end of a club up the mucky membrane of the darkened tunnel and out into the light of day. She feels soft, mostly even terrain under her moccasin-covered feet. She holds up a dirty hand, saluting the void of sharp gold filling her vision, and blinking until the motion snaps the world around her into something akin to focus. The space is vast and walled and forgotten. It must have been a training field for soldiers once, no doubt covered by green grass that is now just a memory made of yellow-bladed husks. Broken wooden men slouch from their buried tree trunk bases, as if the hapless vague bipedal shapes are supplicating in defeat. Practice weapons dangle from rusty loosened nails at the end of sticks mimicking an enemy's sword arm. There are stubby little men and women armed with blunt sticks prodding them along. Evie and the rest of the drunks and dregs and bandits from the capital's dungeon herding them like feed into the center of the field.
Form a line,
a voice shouts with all the power and rage of a minor god, burdened by their peers with mortal concerns.
Shoulder to shoulder and an arm span apart. I don't care how you stand, but stand. Stand, I said, you miserable pickled jars of skin.
The voice continues to boom and command. Evie steps between two equally ragged, unwashed bodies and plants her feet in the neglected earth. She hopes the fabled line, of which the angered god speaks, will form around her so she'll be required to move no more. Her head feels like a melon pressed between two scorching boulders. The demigod's raging commands cease, and for a moment there is only blissful silence on the field, save for the steady, gentle rasping of hurried drunks. Then he steps before their assemblage. It's him, the giant from the cells. He's the one who took them all from the dungeon, loaded them onto a wagon, bagged their heads, and rattled them what felt like halfway across the countryside. He's the tallest man she's ever seen. His torso is like a 100-pound sack of taro, bulging.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?